This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Jam with you on the DJV program. It's Thursday, the 3rd of May. Jennifer, we're into the first week of May. Pretty exciting stuff here on the East Coast. It was 90 degrees yesterday, warmer here than it was where you are. I think they have hot and humid
weather. I know you guys think that we're sissies in California, but it was like 57 yesterday, and that's
really
good for us. Yeah,
that was it?
Yes, I was in full sweater regalia yesterday, and boots, thank you very much.
When I was driving down to meet Princess, or Daisy May, or whatever her name is going to be.
Your new dog, yes.
Yes, the new dog, and I was so happy. I was driving down, I called a couple of friends, I called the children, and I was just talking to everybody that I knew that I loved. And I was saying,
I didn't get a phone call. Did you, Kara?
Well, you were on the air.
No,
you
I
said everybody I know that I loved, I called.
Well, but I sent you all. You noticed who was in the list of people I sent pictures to last night.
Of that's the dog true. That's
the
true.
First round of people who got the pictures, which we posted now at facebook.com/DJV show.
That's true. Do you want to hear a few suggested names real fast? Or do you
let me just finish the business, the weather, and then we'll go to that. And then Jennifer's got to update us on some trending stories. I was on the highway, and I was calling these people, and I had the 50s channel on, and the music was great. I was yelling and screaming and singing at the top of my lungs. I just felt great. I said, this is the only place I can drive. The temperature is 91, and I'm doing 91 on 495. And then I thought to myself, well, I can do all those things in California when it's 91, except I can't do 91 on the 405. Unless it's in the middle of the night or something. But it was just one of those great days, and it has been capped by me finding a dog that looks to me like she would be a perfect partner, companion, fun. So at the moment, she's been identified as Princess, but I don't think that's her real name either. So we've asked you to go look at the dog on Facebook. There's the first picture. We'll post some more pictures as I get her actually tomorrow. Facebook.com/DJV show. So, Kara, what do we have for suggestions of names?
Okay, so we've got a bunch of different ones. People are really giving us all their good suggestions. So we've got Phoebe.
Phoebe!
Which is okay. We've got Anne or Emily, because you had already named your other dog Charlotte after a Bronte sister, so they're suggesting the other Bronte sisters.
Very good.
Petunia, Pearl, another Daisy. I know Jen likes Daisy. Bella, Gert or Gertrude. I'm going to say no to those.
So I'll give you there's two.
Gertie.
Pearl and Bella have both been used in our family before, so I wouldn't use those names.
Okay,
again.
We've got
They're cute names. I like the name Bella, though, for a dog.
We've got Gentoria, which is a mix of Jen and Victoria, which is funny. I don't know if I would actually go for that one.
Gentoria.
My favorite so far is actually Rosie. I think that's kind of cute. And then
do you think that fits her when you look at her picture? Do you think Rosie fits her? I think you may be right.
I think I'd have to see more pictures of her because the one we just saw one and it's, you know, her making kind of a funny face, but I'd like to see other pictures. And then there's Lulu, which people always suggest as a dog name, and I'm not really a fan.
All right, go back to the beginning of the list again. There were a couple at the beginning that I liked. Emily, the Bronte thing, I do like that.
Anne or Emily, but I feel like you would have to do Annie or something. I don't just like Anne. I think that's
Well, Charlotte's
serious.
Name was Charlotte Anne. Everybody who's been close to me, interesting. My daughter's name is Megan Anne. Meredith's middle name was Anne. Charlotte's middle name was Anne. So I think I've got to deviate from that somewhat. Emily, though, intrigues me.
Yeah, Emily might be okay. It seems too much like a person name to me.
Well, maybe she's a little too formal. And frankly, I had a great aunt who was ugly as sin, whose name was Emily. I don't know that I want to use that name.
I'm telling you, I'm really loving this Daisy because she's got the little flower on her head.
Yeah.
And Daisy May, I know you like to give middle names to your dog.
Daisy May.
So,
Daisy May.
Yeah, and you got her in May. That's adorable.
That's right. Okay. hold it in abeyance. We'll keep all of them, and we'll work it through in the next 20. Maybe by Monday when I have her in the studio here with me, we'll work on it a little bit more. But thank you.
What's keep your very favorite TV show right now?
My favorite TV show at the moment?
And we might as well play this out as our consultants are actually spinning in their grave.
I know, right? Yeah.
Grave.
Madam's Secretary is one of my faves. Blue Bloods. Erin is the female character played by Bridget Moynihan. That's an interesting name.
What are their last names? Reagan. What about Reagan? Reagan? That's cute.
Reagan.
That's a girl's
name.
Nah,
that'd be too political. Nah, I don't know. It's,
you're naming
it
after the character on Blue Bloods, not the president.
I know. Erin's a good name, though. I like Sandy. I have a friend whose name is Sandy. I kind of like that name. But I want her to have her own identity, and Daisy May may do the trick.
I really feel like that. It. It's kind of goofy, but kind of cute. It's funny.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. I'll run it. The kids will have a sort of say and sway, or they'll tell me what they think. So and you guys can, too, as we keep thinking about it. Meanwhile, some trending stories other than the finding of the new dog. What's trending, Jen? Are we still about Emmett Flood? What the, I don't know much about. This guy's a lawyer who represented Bill Clinton. But
yeah,
what else
is
he known
for? Not a boy
for?
Because isn't Emmett Flood like the Emmett best Flood name ever? Flood. Like a Southern lawyer with a cup of brandy in his hand and a cigar in the other. I'm Emmett Flood. Come in and make yourself comfortable.
Yeah.
No, Emmett Flood was the impeachment lawyer for Bill Clinton. He also represented Dick Cheney. He also represented the Bush administration, the junior Bush, not the senior Bush. This is a guy who, by all accounts, is probably one of the most perfect people for this particular position and has worked on both sides of the aisle, so he doesn't seem to be politically motivated. From what people have said, he is very, very smart. He really, really knows his way around the law and probably a good ad for the Trump campaign, or for the Trump presidency, for the Trump administration to protect himself against what seems to be getting it to be more hot and contentious, this relationship with Robert Mueller. If that was even more possible, that's where we seem to be going. And I think these changes in the president's legal strategy are showing that he is taking this more seriously. Rudy Giuliani was added in as well. And it seems that Rudy Giuliani has sort of been anointed as the spokesperson of this legal team, which we haven't seen before. Typically, it's been very quiet, hush-hush behind the scenes about the people representing this president. Rudy Giuliani did an interview with Sean Hannity for an hour Wednesday night. And in it, I think probably one of the biggest things you'll see across the media today is that he said that the $130,000 that Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen, paid to Stormy Daniels was actually reimbursed by President Trump himself. Well, just a few weeks ago, President Trump broke his silence on Stormy Daniels, said he did not know about the payment. So, of course, all of his critics are saying, well, Trump lied. Giuliani clarified this morning early on Fox and Friends and said that Trump paid $130,000 to Cohen for, in air quotes, expenses over several months to reimburse him, and that it's very possible he didn't know what this money was going for. And, you know, I have to say, call me a Trumpkin or whatever, but the way I would understand this to go is that Trump wants to have the ability to deny. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's unheard of for people of extreme means to have a lawyer like Michael Cohen, as they've anointed him the fixer, who gets reimbursed for stuff that people don't, that their clients don't really want to know about. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you take care of it.
They're trusted. Yeah. They're handed amount of money, and they're told, make whatever it is go away without knowing the specifics. So there is a possibility that everybody could be telling the truth here and that it's just kind of a gray situation.
Wait a minute. This is Washington. Please.
Well, it could be true that the president didn't know the specifics. It could be true Michael Cohen used his own money, but it was reimbursed. And it could be true that Stormy Daniels received $130,000 under that scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where they are today. Giuliani saying that it's probably true that Cohen and Trump did not talk about the specifics of this deal. I don't see that this brings him down. This is just more fodder for people that don't like him. I think what is evident here is the seriousness at which the president is now taking this, and that he knows, he feels that he is being witch hunted, so he's going to mount this big attack to try to get back at Mueller. And Giuliani also saying that the president may not sit down with Mueller. He was planning on it, but if Mueller doesn't agree to just a two-hour audio-taped testimony, then they're probably not interested in doing that. So then we go down the path, will Mueller subpoena the president? present, and is that even legal, which could be appealed all the way up to the Supreme Court. That will get messy if they go down that road. I know. I think what's going to happen if I had a crystal ball, because I think what you're seeing is a lot of posturing. These leaks from Mueller and these and this now media attack by Rudy Giuliani is basically their ability to negotiate in the court of public opinion.
And what you I are paying for it.
Exactly.
You and I are paying
And at what consequence?
This.
Is anything really going to come from this? I don't think so. I think what will probably happen is that Trump will agree to sit down. It'll be 1 to 2 hours, no more than Bill Clinton sat with Ken Starr during his investigation, and it will be coached by his lawyers, who will tell him what to answer and what not to answer. And then we're going to see a report from Robert Mueller, who's going to scold the president, but probably not try to draft articles of impeachment for anything that was done under this president. That's what I think will probably be the outcome. But what do I know?
You were doing fine until what do I know? What do I know? You know lots. Baby cakes, it's good. Thank you for that. That's a very helpful, clarifying overview of this.
That makes sense. It just feels like there's so many layers to all this. Holy moly.
It's just nuts.
It's like you need a scorecard to keep track of.
I want to sue somebody because my tax dollars are going to waste. I want to sue. Who do I sue? Who do I see about suing the federal government? You can't sue the federal government. Oh,
I don't know. You know, on my morning show, we talk about this morning show that I host in Los Angeles, and I host with a very liberal person, and I'm the conservative person on the show, and we talk about things. Mm-hmm. And we both came to this agreement the other day that we get rid of the IRS, and we just start crowdfunding the government. Basically, it's required, based on your income, that you have to take, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 or whatever your income is, and you have to divide that money amongst crowdfunds, walls, entitlements, parks, whatever you want. We dump it into crowdfunds, and that's what's going to get paid. And I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. It is. Well, it's...
Do you imagine?
It's a better idea that we don't have these things going on in the first place, frankly. All right, here's something for aging baby boomers who have bought recreational real estate. I saw this survey, and I thought it went hand in hand with my discussion with you about resort release. 35%, you know this, Jennifer? 35% of American households have a 50% chance of buying or living in recreational properties. Wow. This goes back to the 90s when boomers really started spending money on a lot of these things. And I know people who have had some of this real estate, some of these timeshares, for a lot longer than that. A story in the Washington Post about this writer focusing on what's been bought since 1995, the numbers of people who are doing it. The key reason for this trend is because they have money to spend and they want to travel. Well, it's okay. Yeah, glad you got money to spend. Congratulations. But traveling to the same place all the time can become a big bore. So if you have tired of writing checks for your timeshare every month, you got a mortgage, because that's really what it is, your timeshare mortgage. If you need a new car and you don't want to, you also want to take a vacation someplace different, no more to the timeshare, you want to get out, call Resort Release. Take it from me, when you're ready to leave the timeshare situation, these are the people you need, these are the people you want, these are the people you need to call at 888-277-7245. Talk to them. Find out why they've been rated A++ by the Business Bureau. Resort Release does what it says it's going to do. And if you don't get out of the contract, you don't pay a dime. 888-277-7245. Get out of that timeshare. Spend your money for something else more fun. Call right now. Resort Release. 888-277-7245.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a remake of a song that was a big hit about 10 years before. We're doing Throwback Thursday time on the radio. I'm Doug Steffen at 23 After the Hour. The top five songs from this week in 1974. We're going back to my roots. This is the last year I was a disc jockey before I became a talk person. And I remember playing these records on. I had a Sunday morning countdown show in Boston. And these, I can remember this. It's almost, I mean, it's a long time ago, but... It still feels good. This group, one-hit wonder studio group called Blue Swede, and they're over. This is a song that was done by B.J. Thomas first. Hooked on a Feeling. Let's hear a little more of it, Kara.
When we're all alone, keep it up, girl.
It was just hit from the gun.
Turn me on.
I can stop singing. You'll isolate it and play it back on the air for the audience.
Did you, well, I'm just curious. So this song became huge again in the last few years because it was the theme for the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Right. This version of it.
Yeah, this version. Yeah. I had never heard it before. Does the first one sound like this? Because this song doesn't sound like any other song I've ever heard.
Find B.J. Thomas's version of Hooked on a Feeling. We'll compare it after we go through these other songs. Top five songs this week in 1974. Number four. This is Ringo Starr, and oh my, my, it's typical Ringo fare. Silly, good, funny, fun song. That's what he's all about. Oh my, my. I think there's a love song in it. Crank it up.
Like a tornado, when they started dancing, I jumped off the table.
Good stuff to sing along to this time of year when the wind is open. You're feeling good? Go for it, Ringo. Number three this week, Jackson 5's last big hit by as a group. It's called Dancing Machine. Michael, just about going through puberty. So, he got away with it one more time. I think this was the seventh year, maybe, of them singing. Maybe the sixth year of them singing together, the Jackson 5. and he went off on his own. Number two, this song grows on me. It has grown on you. I didn't like it at first. I didn't like it at all when I was playing it as a jock. But I kind of find the story interesting. Elton John was number two this week in 74 with Benny and the Jets. So, there's another story, Carrie, here, because for the second time in this countdown, or at least the top five countdown, there was another song that was a remake. The number one song this week, first recorded by, actually, Carole King, she wrote the song, and her babysitter, Little Eva, had the first hit of it. Grand Funk spent 2 weeks at number one with their version of The Locomotion. Come on, baby, do the locomotion. Set an entirely different tone for the song, but it was still recognizable. Listen to it if you don't remember it. Come on, come on, come on, locomotion with me. You know this version, Kara, right?
Yeah, it's actually really interesting because even though this came out in 74, or that it was on the charts then, this song and I think the Carole King version both played in like roller skating rinks when I was a kid. And so they would, you know, they would do the dance and everybody would come out and you would dance the locomotion.
Yeah, right. All right. So let's go back. Do you find the song, the original version of Hooked on a Feeling, BJ Thomas?
I think so, yeah.
All right, let's listen. We'll compare the two.
All right.
Here, BJ first. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm believing that you're in love with me. All right. So you get the tone, you get the feel, right? This is a ballad. It's Blue Suede again. I'm high on
believing. Yeah.
Right?
I like them both, but they are very different.
Very different, yeah. Much like Locomotion. I like all the versions of it, but they are all very, very different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so there we have a little comparative music for you here on the DJV show at 28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news, Lexus show off the next generation of compact luxury crossover, the UX F-Sport. This vehicle will have the best MPG in its class, according to Lexus, and will be the first Lexus to offer a subscription service, where you can pay a monthly fee and get your car payment, all your maintenance and insurance covered. It will also have standard Amazon Alexa and Apple CarPlay integration. It'll come with a gas or a hybrid, all-wheel drive, and be priced in the low $30,000 range. For more information, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available U-Connect feeder, and listen to these speakers. Hey, Mom, what was that song? Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about $1 a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and cell fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
The DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Well, with the good comes the bad, I guess. I'm going to try to hold it together here for a minute.
Let me know if we need to take any commercials.
No, it's okay. I'm Kara said she wants to know what to do with this. All the worst things in radio will come out in the next few minutes. Worst things about somebody knowing what to do with the program and not doing it well. But under the circumstances, I need to balance my feelings here a little bit. So you've heard me excited talking about on the program today the acquisition of a new friend, a dog. who came into my life. Nothing's by accident. This is something that's supposed to happen at the right time and so forth and so on. Over the past year, you've heard me perhaps make reference to a fellow who has become a very good friend of mine. He's our local state representative to the Massachusetts legislature. And I think I've talked on the air about what he was going through, the ups and the downs, treatment that he's been getting for cancer. He had a very aggressive lymphoma, and he was diagnosed with it about a year and a half ago. And he went through 7 different procedures that were just awful. He was up, down, and sideways. In February, he told me that he basically said goodbye to me. And I thought that at that time I had said goodbye and seen the last of him. And it was pretty upsetting because this is a really good guy, a really straightforward, straight up, not the usual type of legislative ass that we run across. But this guy really had it together. People of all stripes, no matter what your political background, loved this guy, appreciated him, respected him. So I'm thinking the last time I talked, I usually talked to him every day or every couple of days, depending on how he was feeling. And he came down and up, and he was sounding so much better and stronger. He was on yet another new protocol, which was dangerous, but they gave him a 30% chance of surviving. In February, he had a 0% chance of surviving. But he went on this protocol because he said, well, why not? 30% better than 0%. And so I visited with him. I think the last time I saw him was about a week, no, 10 days ago. I don't know when it was. Not important. So I've been calling him, and I talked yesterday. The fact that he hasn't been answering the last couple of days wasn't really a question, because he'd been up and down, and sometimes he feels like talking to people on the phone and having visitors, and sometimes he doesn't. So I was going to bring him lunch yesterday, and then I got the call about the dog. So I went to take care of the dog, and I called and left him a message, said that I had told him I was going to come over, but I couldn't. So 2 hours ago, he died. And I know there'll be a lot of people. This is not meaningful to people around the country in terms of this individual. What it is, what it does carry with it in terms of meaning and value, is that this guy, A, was an astoundingly good politician, very, very popular on both sides of the aisle, got a lot of stuff done, loved what he did. It's what brought, I think he would have died a year ago if it hadn't been for this, because this kept him going. He's got 2 adult children, a lovely wife. His father, the saddest, the toughest thing, or one of the toughest things about this, is that he precedes his father, who has a really horrible case of dementia and Alzheimer's together. And so he's completely out of control, but he's been taking care of his father along with his wife for the past 4 years. And this wife, his wife is really a soldier, man. She's really something else. Taking care of Chris, taking care of his father. So I couldn't not go back on the air, because my mood has changed 100% from what it was a half hour ago. And so I just sent another note to a friend of mine, and I just wrote on the note SHIT, because this guy was somebody, again, we were all very close. And it's lousy. So it brings around into all of us, when somebody good like this passes and suffers, because the guy really has had a tough time of it the last year especially. He had tumors under his arm as big as baseballs. He had tumors in his neck that were the size of golf balls. Tumors all over him that, because of the treatment, he had I think we talked about this on the air, the fact that he had a special treatment. They took his white blood cells out, sent them to be processed with special DNA things, and recharged in Seattle, sent it back to him, and it almost got the cancer, all of it. The cancer is very aggressive, but it got almost all of it, 94% of it, and that other 6% came back with a vicious vengeance. And so he went through other things. Hope was, when I talked to him last week, he had his white cell count had gone up strongly so that he was figuring he could have a bone marrow transplant. So obviously he's, whatever gave out. The toxins from ridding your body of this stuff, especially these, he's only one of six people in the country to be going through the current protocol he's been going through. And the concern is the stuff kills the cancer so fast that your body, the liver and the spleen and the kidneys can't eliminate the debris as fast as it is created. So he had last Thursday, he had a couple of bags, excretion bags put into his body with shunts, and that's how he was being elimination was taking place. So, anyway, it's lousy. He's a good guy. 42 passed.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumers spent nearly $570 on airlines last April, 7% higher than the average month in 2017, making it one of the biggest months for airline purchases. International travel expert Lee Abamanti shares tips for managing rewards for a big trip.
As warm weather approaches, I'm excited to plan my travel. Whether it's a wine tour or relaxing on the beach, I start by researching the best flight and hotel deals. But my best planning advice is to pick the right rewards credit card. My favorite is the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card because I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel. Every time I book a flight or enjoy dining experiences, I'm earning points toward future vacations. Maximize rewards on summer travel even more when you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program. Earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points, which could add up to 3.5 points on every travel and dining purchase.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Starting Balance of Nature, I felt it the first month. I felt different. It made such a difference that now I wake up, my head feels clearer, I have more energy. Very rarely does my body cramp up anymore. It's the best thing. It's just amazing. I don't know what to say. I just would not be what I am today if I didn't start Balance of Nature.
I'm planning on taking this the rest of my life because until I started taking your stuff, I never took as many fruits and vegetables in a day as I get through you guys. You know, I'm very, very, very satisfied.
My pain and my, it went away. I swear to you that that's the truth.
When you call, use discount code DJB, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJB.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 44 after the hour now on the DJV show. Joining us now is Molly Nover Baker, who is an expert when it comes to giving people advice about special circumstances, about special days, special traditions. And because it's Mother's Day, she certainly has come around with some fabulous ideas for you, those of you who want to have something special for your mother, you don't really know your wife, you don't know what to do. Molly is just the person for the job. So let's go through all of these things. Maybe I'm wondering who would buy all of these.
Right,
all
exactly.
Of these things,
well,
Molly.
Firstly, thank you for that introduction. That was fantastic. If you can believe it or not, sales for Mother's Day are expected to exceed $23 billion.
Wow.
And according to the National Retail Federation, if you average that out, it's about $180 per person. So I definitely have ideas for you today of how to spend that money. In fact, we have three ideas. So why don't we start with fragrance? Everyone loves fragrance. And the one that we have to talk about today, it's glamorous, it's sparkling, it's the classic white diamond fragrance that's going to make you feel as sophisticated as the woman who created it, who, of course, is Elizabeth Taylor. The scent itself smells like a bouquet of flowers bottled. It's got It's got Amazon Lily in there, Egyptian tuberose, narcissus, and jasmine, which is one of my favorite flowers. So it's rich, it's beautiful, it's sensual, and it's also a fragrance that gives back, which is another thing that I love about it. It's part of the Elizabeth Taylor's fight against AIDS and HIV. She has directed that a portion of all of the sales of her fragrances goes to the Elizabeth Taylor AIDS Foundation. It's a beautiful fragrance that does beautiful things. It's $69, and you can find it at Macy's or Macy's.com.
Macy's.
Now, right, exactly.
So when you come up with these items that are available at certain places, is there a cost consideration? Because it's obvious that some of these things would be available in different places. When you say it's at Macy's, is it going to be usually the best deal? Is that why you suggest going to Macy's?
Macy's always gets the best deals, yes. And they have a wide selection of the Elizabeth Taylor fragrances. And so you can definitely find white diamonds there. You can get a great deal. You can get it sent to you if you buy it online. Or, of course, Macy's stores are widely available, which also makes it a great destination.
All right, so what else?
Our next item for you. Yeah, speaking of diamonds, the next thing is from Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. And his experts handcraft all of these exquisite pieces so that when you go into the store, you're going to find beautiful styles, you're going to find exclusive designs, and you're really going to find something for mom that feels like it's just from you and only for her. There are a lot of different collections to choose from. They have a Smithsonian collection, Brilliant Moments, Earthly Treasures, Levain, but they also have trendier pieces if you want to go that route with stacking rings, bracelets, or layered on necklaces. And I know I personally, I would love any of those things.
You would. So what's your address?
Of course. Oh, thank you. That's so generous of you.
There's got to be somebody in your life who's giving you these things.
Exactly. And lastly, an item that seems to always be on everyone's list is an at-home spa experience. This is new from Gillette. It's the Venus Silk Expert 3 IPL. It's powered by Braun. And what it does is it makes mom her own hair removal specialist. So here's how it works. It's going to permanently reduce the hair growth, make your skin feel silky smooth. You're going to see amazing results after between 8 to 12 treatments. There's a sensor on the end of the device that picks up on skin tones so that the light intensity will adjust based on your skin tone. It's safe. It's effective. It also has a gentle mode, so it's great for those areas like underarms and bikini line, and it retails for $300. You can go to braun.com for more information on that.
All right.
Three great ideas here, a range of prices.
All right. So the idea is, there are different prices depending on what you want. What's your experience on Mother's Day? The best thing you ever got from your husband or from your children? What really carries the day for you? Because you're the one who comes up with all these ideas. I want to know what Molly has gotten that she most likes.
Well, sometimes the things that make us the happiest are the simplest things. So for me, I know last Mother's Day, my kids woke me up with breakfast in bed, handmade cards, little things that tell me why they love me or the things that make them happy. So sometimes it's just those little things that kids can make at home or that husbands can do with their kids, making breakfast in bed, making dinner, cleaning up afterwards, that makes mom feel the specialist.
Right. So use your imagination. There are lots of great ideas. These are three of them, but then the suggestions there, the simple. You don't have to just do one thing either, by the way.
Of course not. Feel free to do more than one.
Take it from one who's a receiver, right?
We won't
the givers.
Stop. Exactly. Right.
Right. Yeah, don't stop. What's that song, Don't Stop? Well, you get a hopper, however it works. Don't stop. Mother's Day is coming up a week from Sunday. So all of these things, the Jared jewelry, the Elizabeth Taylor white diamonds, Braun idea. I think men also can learn from that because men have hair that need to be, speaking for myself, some of the hair needs to go. So maybe that's a good thing for men as well. Molly, thank you. Molly Nover Baker with some exciting things from her own experience and areas that will help you out 10 before the hour.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
See what we've got here going on under the circumstances. It's always time for Chuck Curry and his sage information. I have an email from one of our listeners who wasn't thinking yesterday that he was so sage. So in a moment, we'll have that conversation. It's 55 past the hour.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had this crazy thing happen with my eyesight. I went back to get my contact lenses done. And my optometrist, and I'm 46, he said, this is really weird, but your eyesight is better. I'm like, I can't believe it, but I think it's these vitamins I'm taking.
I'm a huge believer in the product. I've tried lots of stuff, and like this is like the only real thing that I've ever, you know, because of all these comparisons with all the other stuff I've had, this is by far the best thing, and consistently.
We're so healthy now on the Balance of Nature. There's no words to say how well it works.
Doing good on it, really. I'm feeling my skin is softer, and I feel good.
When you call, use discount code DJB, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJB.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
This, if you don't recognize the music, is from the movie Braveheart. Pretty violent Mel Gibson movie. A lot of people liked the story, but it was still outrageously violent, I thought. Which is what I guess the public likes, at least certain segments of the public. It did well. Mel Gibson movies have been, things that he's created have been pretty violent. All right, so, Chucker, we're playing music from Braveheart because there is, I'm sure, a less than subtle story that goes with it.
Two things about Mel Gibson currently in the news, Doug. He's signed on to direct a World War II movie called The Destroyer, and reportedly he's in negotiations to co-star alongside Mark Wahlberg in the big screen version of The $6 Million Man, which will be titled The $6 Billion Man, yeah. Because, of course, it's 2018. You can't have, what is $6 million? You need $6
I think
million.
That they got together, they have been friends of late. They were in
Daddy's home, too.
Yeah, right. And they struck up a friendship, so they were looking for something to do together, or they were trying to combo. I think Mark Wahlberg was always assigned to this movie, and then he said, let's see if we can find room for Gibson. Does that story make sense? Yeah, right.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Yesterday, when you were here talking with us about Dwayne Johnson, obviously we are not in a vacuum here. There are people who respond or they send in ideas or thoughts. You can always send in your thoughts on Twitter at Doug Steffen or Doug at DougSteffen.com. So here's Michael Mann who writes, Doug, when Chuck was talking about Dwayne Johnson, he seemed to belittle his athletic background. Johnson played defensive tackle for the University of Miami on a full scholarship during 1991 season championship. He got injured. He was replaced by Warren Sapp, future Hall of Famer. Wrestling was the family business, which included his father, his maternal grandfather, two uncles, and four cousins. I didn't know that. His maternal grandmother was a wrestling promoter. When he didn't succeed in the CFL, he went into the family business. So that's from Michael Mann, who lives
in
Florida.
That's all true, and I can't deny that. Actually, his father was Rocky Johnson, a very successful wrestler. He went into wrestling also, Dwayne, and became obviously a very successful, popular wrestler and transformed that popularity into what is maybe the most prolific career by any actor in the last 10 years in terms of financial power. He's made a ton of money making movies.
Yep. Alright, well, we always want to have listener input, Chucker. It's Doug at DougSteffen.com or at Doug Steffen. 59 past the hour.
If you suck at me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSam.com.